And it's nudged forward on the right-hand side towards Dicko. Tesha gets a toe in. Strong challenge by Dicko to win it back from Keenan. Up into the penalty area. Was he pulled back there? Cross it for Afobe. And Afobe buries the opportunity. 11 goals since he arrived at Wolves. And Dicko's strength and persistence there created the goal. It looked like he was held back for a moment. He didn't care. He ran through the trouble. Just about kept his feet well enough to roll it across the edge of the six-yard box. And Afobe, well, it was too good a chance to miss. 21st minute, it's Blues 0, Wolves 1. First set piece for Blues. Cottrell towards the near post, heading towards goal. A chance for Graham.
Yes.
Did it cross the line? They're waiting for a flag. It's going to be turned in eventually by Keenan. One way or another, Blues are on terms. Well, who got the last touch on that? It's certainly Keenan who's running over towards the far side to celebrate. It went very close to going over the line when Jonathan Grant hit it towards goal. But in the end, it's Rob Keenan who gets his first Birmingham City goal. And in the 25th minute, they're back on terms. Blues 1, Wolves 1. This is real threat from Gray. Oh, he's won the ball off him. Gray, edge of the area. Oh. What a goal! What a strike! 18-year-old Damari Gray has run it 80 yards, burst the tackle of Goldbourne and threads it past Aikimi. And Wolves, all of a sudden, are in trouble at St Andrews. And it's Damari Gray. 61 minutes, Blues 2, Wolves 1.
Gary, I think there can probably be no greater yardstick of how far Birmingham City have come since you arrived than that performance and that result today.
No, I think in many ways that's as good and as complete a performance as we've put in since we've been here. And that was the most pleasing thing. I think if you look at Wolves, they're probably one of, if not the form division in the Championship, form sides in the Championship, sorry. They've scored lots and lots of goals of late, and the front four are a real handful. And there was a little bit of worry from me before the game, just whether we could contain that. I thought we set about the game brilliantly, and actually their goal came against the run of play a little bit. I thought we moved the ball really well today, had excellent control of it. Probably one of the few games in some ways where we've actually dominated possession. I thought we were the better side today. I don't think there's many people that would argue with that, and thoroughly deserved the win.
And driven from central midfield by a partnership that I think probably raised a few eyebrows, in that you left David Davis out against his old club, and Stephen Gleeson and Robert Tesha paid you back, didn't they?
Well, I think Davo was really unlucky today to not start the game, and so is Andy Shinney. But I just felt against Rotherham that was probably the most controlled we've been with the ball. And we used the ball really, really well. And I think sometimes when you've got two really good technical players, I think Davo's fantastic at breaking the game up and going and winning the ball back for us. Probably the best player we've got in the club at doing that. And I think the other two are a little bit more technical and keep the ball better and keep possession of the ball better. And I think they showed that today. I thought Diego as well was excellent. I think he grew into the game. I think he started off, you know, it's going to be difficult early on. He hasn't played for a while. He's obviously broken his nose the other day, so you can forgive him for being a little bit tentative at the start of the game. But I thought he grew into it fantastically well. He's very difficult to dispossess, and he gets us into some really good positions. So, I mean, that was the thing for me, you know, to go a goal behind. At that point, you think, is this going to be a little bit ominous? They've scored against a run of play, they've counter-attacked us. Now maybe it felt a little bit like the West Brom game to me, where we're going to dominate the ball and get done on the counter a couple of times and lose the game. But we've showed great character once again. I think it's the first time we've gone behind at home and ended up winning the game. And what better way to do it in a local derby?
When you have a precocious talent like Damari Gray, you just sometimes have to sit back and enjoy the moments that he produces. I know in the midst of it, there's an error by their fullback in that he maybe should have dealt with it. But the pressure that Damari put on him and the finish subsequently was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, to run the length of the pitch and then to lose the ball, or the fullback do well to get back in, to keep going and show that persistence to stop him playing out and make sure he tries to win it back. It falls to him, and then you've got to, you know, you're playing in front of 20,000 plus fans. It's a local derby. It's one all. There's a lot of players I think would have panicked and perhaps not shown the same composure. But that's why he's a little bit special, and that's why he's a little bit different. And I tend to play him an awful lot at home, which again, Lloyd can be, you know, can feel a little bit unlucky. But he shows moments like that, and he shows that little bit of composure. And I thought he took that goal fantastically well.